Yo, it's Football Dude, back to talk a little football this morning. Sunday morning, coffee and football. Ooh, let's go. Sunday morning after the Ohio State-Michigan game. You know, we got to be pumped up today. Ohio State with the big win. You know, let's jump right into it. Let's talk a little Ohio State football, man. Team overall looked a little flat in the beginning. They got pushed around in the first quarter, bounced back nicely in the second quarter, started winning up front. You know, offensive line and started playing a little better. Weren't getting smacked in the mouth. JT started running the ball a little bit, you know, making some plays with his feet, which was expected, you know. But let's talk about the big story here overall that, to me, that was not enough people were talking about. JT Barrett was 3 for 8 with 30 yards passing throughout the first three quarters. Haskins only came in for their, I believe it was 3 drives. You know, I mean, JT got 67 rushing yards, so that helped, you know, that was where I said he made some plays with his feet. But 30 yards passing just isn't getting it done. Not against the top-level competition. I don't. Playing like that, I don't see us beating a Clemson, a Oklahoma, or an Auburn. Maybe Wisconsin. Just because they like to slow it down and we can run it with them. And probably, you know, we might be able to actually slow those running backs down. Our defense is pretty good. But offensively, we ain't hanging in there with Clemson or Oklahoma or Georgia, Bama. I don't see it happening. If JT Barrett is ready to go by next week, you might as well just hope that the committee leaves us at home this year, because we don't want to see what happened like last year. We don't want another 40-3 loss because Barrett can't get anything going offensively. We already seen what happened with Oklahoma this year, so we know those top four teams not hanging with them. I mean, this guy, you know, inconsistent is not even a word for this guy. He just don't get it done. Time in and time out. Big games, quiet. Andy Dalton syndrome. I mean, honestly, the offense looked a lot better with Haskins. I mean, the guy comes in, drops a dime to Austin Mack, puts it right between two guys. You know. Hits KJ Hill across the middle for a couple easy ones, who he turns it into, you know, 20-yard gains both times. So something was different. Offense starts flowing immediately once this guy comes in. So I give you, you gotta wonder, is it JT? Because Dobbins was running like a man child still. You know, Weber's playing well. Weber even might have looked better when Haskins was in there. I mean, you look at the guy, he's every bit of 6'4", well over 200 pounds, he's a big guy. This is a, you know, NFL prototype, Cam Newton-S type of guy. So, I mean, if you don't bring in Haskins when you bring him in, you think Michigan's probably still pretty close in that game. There's a chance you lose, honestly. You know, once he came in, the game just started trending upwards for Ohio State. It was pretty much, they never really looked back. They kind of just, you know, that's the kind of things that you need from the great teams. You got to be able to put your foot on the other team's throat and just go. I mean, the guy only, you know, Haskins comes in and throws 7 passes, almost 100 yards. Can't really argue with that a whole lot. And he made a couple good feats with it. Plays with his feet, so I'm really liking this guy. I don't know what's going to happen going forward, if Barrett's going to play or not, but if not, I'm not going to be singing the blues, that's for sure. You know, We had a few other great games. We're gonna jump into the UFC South Florida game. We'll talk a little more Ohio State later. Oh yeah, I just dropped some truth on y'all right there, man. They weren't ready for that one. Everybody loves JT. I love JT, man. You know, he beat Michigan four times. Well, two times. I'm pretty sure twice now he had to come out in that same game. But we won't harp on him too much. The guy breaks Drew Brees' record. Probably most decorated Ohio State quarterback of all time. You know, he's right up there with the Troy Smiths and definitely Craig Krenzels of the Ohio State world. But let's see what I think Haskins got. I think Haskins can take us a little further, man. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, man. The guy looked like a monster, but we'll talk a little more Ohio State later. Let's get into that UCF South Florida game. Man, probably the best game of the weekend for sure. I mean, honestly, insane numbers. We got tons of offense, you know, high scoring game, kick returns. Just, it was a blast to watch. Glad I got to catch that one. Quentin Flowers, man, dude had an insane game. 605 yards total offense, 503 in the air, 102 rushing. I mean, the guy only hit 24 for 45 on his passes, kind of a low completion percentage, but the fact that he only took him 24 passes, he only hit 24 passes and still got 503 yards in the air is bananas. I mean, those tons of deep balls. And guys make a play after catch, things like that too, but man, that's gotta get you on a few NFL radars for sure. That's gotta pump your draft status up a little bit. Even if, you know, your QBR wasn't the highest, whatever, that's a show. He put on a show. And that's what you gotta do against, you know, mid level competition. You know, you gotta dominate, and I think he really did dominate for sure. Probably would have won the game if it wasn't for a last, you know, a minute and 40 left. They kicked the ball off to UCF guy. Mike Hughes runs it back, rips their heart out, ends the game. Pretty much from there, UCF stopped them, got the ball back. Game was over. Great game. And games like that make me, you know, want more teams in the playoff. Make me want to see a team like the UCF to get a chance at the national championship. Yeah, I don't think they really can compete with the top four, but I definitely think they should at least have a shot to, you know, get a game against one of the top four, maybe, and showcase what they got. Maybe they get lucky. Maybe they do win one. You know, I've been having this debate with myself for a few days now, going back and forth. You know, if you add more teams, like obviously you get, you know, more games, you get teams in there who have a tough time getting the committee's vote for the top four, because it's such a separation of talent from the top to the bottom of the teams in the country, and and the committee knows that. Yeah, those teams up top might get one or two losses, but they gotta play. You know, they end up beating up on each other because they're playing such high level football. They put against, you know, they put the top 10 teams against each other. Someone's bound to come out with a loss or two. So you want to see more teams, like I say, you want to see more teams maybe get in there and get a chance, but then that waters it down and makes it almost the regular season not nearly as important for teams like Bama, Auburn, Ohio State, who's just always going to be in that top 16 conversation, pretty much just playing, you know, football. I mean, they still got to show up and play good football overall to make sure they're in that top 16. You know, maybe you can't lose 3 and 4 games for sure, but, you know, two loss Ohio State team doesn't even sweat that right now. But if you're a Ohio State fan right now, you're sweating because, you know, they only got four spots. You're trying to hoping your team gets a chance. And it's just, that just builds on the anticipation of the season and anticipation of the playoff revealing. So I'd like to get some other people's opinion on that. They want to call in and talk about what they think the playoffs should be about, how many teams you think should be going. So without talking too much about any more what ifs or what we'd like to see, let's go on and just talk about what we got going on right now, because it's real crazy at the top. After this weekend, you got Miami losing, you got Bama losing. Obviously, Notre Dame was at number 8. That was a significant game too. They fall down, so they definitely put themselves out of it with 3 losses. Pretty much how I see it right now, if this is how it works out, you know, Clemson jumps to 1, Oklahoma jumps to 2, Wisconsin jumps to 3, Auburn jumps to 4. I think you jump Georgia to 5. And in my opinion, you put Ohio State at 6, jumping from 9 to 6. Bama just behind them and Miami at number 8. You know, if it works out like this, I think if you're an Ohio State fan, you're rooting for Auburn to lose. You know, a three-loss Auburn team probably puts them out of the question. You beat Wisconsin, that puts 2 teams out in front of you. In my opinion, that puts you in the top 4 right there. But maybe the committee says, you know, Bama's only got 1 loss, even though they didn't go to their, you know, even though they didn't play in their SEC championship game, maybe we still put them in there. You know, the Clemson-Miami game could go either way. If Miami wins, I guess you probably think, you know, they go in over Clemson, or do they not go in at all and both teams stay out? And then that puts Ohio State and Bama in. So a lot of scenarios there. I think the one that works out best in my mind for Ohio State fans is definitely Georgia over Auburn. You need that to happen. Obviously, you beat Wisconsin, and you're in my opinion. And, you know, being a Big Ten champ, I think that weighs heavily on the committee's decision. You've been Ohio State, you know, but Bama's a big brand too, and that's a lot of people there that want to see Bama in there for sure. Not to get into too many conspiracy theories, but you got to think that's probably the brand in college football right now. Without Bama in the, you know, Final Four, your ratings might drop a lot. Who knows? Maybe they go up because people are tired of seeing Bama. It's been years, you know, Bama's been sitting at top of college football since as far back as I can remember. Seems like that's one thing you can bet on every year is Bama being number 1. But another thing you can always bet on with Bama is Auburn's going to play them tough. Someone brought a great statistic yesterday that really kind of blew my mind. The fact that Auburn, anytime Auburn's had a 9-win team or better, they've beaten Bama. So whenever Auburn's good, they beat Bama. That's pretty significant. That's the one team that makes Bama look human. It's crazy sometimes you watch those games, man. It's really, really like a real low, really close to an NFL game. Just the whole feel of it, the way the defenses fly around, not a ton of scoring ever. Because you just, most of the time in NFL, and even in the NFL, they don't even, when it's a good, 2 quality teams in the NFL, it's a tight game play just like that. But, and everyone's really good, so that's why you don't get those crazy 45 scores. I've been seeing a little more of that in NFL. I think that might be just because some of the bad teams give up towards the end of the game because it just doesn't mean as much to them. College football, it's always a battle because it means every snap, every play is all about, you know, getting to the next level. They're not giving up on their team because it's more camaraderie in the college game, in my opinion, than the NFL. So just my thoughts on the whole situation. I'm got a little far off the topic. We're going to talk a little bit more about the list and playoffs coming up in this next segment. So like I said, yeah, I did my own thought of, wrote up my own little ranking of what I thought the top eight was going to be moving forward. I got Ohio State sitting at six. Like I said, Georgia at five, Auburn four, Wisconsin three, Oklahoma two, and Clemson one. I think that top four is pretty clear cut. That's what it'll be. Unless, because I don't think the committee leaves Georgia in front of Auburn. Then you got to put Auburn up to four, jump them from six to four. And Bama at seven and Miami at eight. But I could see it where Bama might come out at five. And who would make the argument that they didn't deserve to be there with one loss, or even six, and Ohio State at seven. Because I could see a scenario where maybe Ohio State only jumps to eight, just past Notre Dame, which seems a little unfair, because any team that's with a loss this late, you know, theoretically drops back quite a few spots. I'm thinking to stay in the top five teams after a loss, it's kind of tough for the committee to say that they're, you know, holding Bama to the same standard as everyone else, which I'm sure they're not completely. You know, Bama's Bama, and that's, if you don't think so, then you're an idiot. No, I mean, if you think UCF's going to come up and compete with Bama, you're a nut. Do they deserve a chance to be there and maybe have an opportunity to win enough games and get to a place where they could play Bama? Most definitely, they deserve that. Definitely, anybody that's probably in the top, 16 teams deserve a chance, most likely. Are they actually going to compete once they get there? Probably not. Most likely not, but I don't know that for sure. You know, maybe UCF plays up to the competition. So, I mean, who's to say Bama really deserves the, special treatment? And I'm sure Ohio State gets a little bit of that too. And I'm happy then when it happens to us. And that's just being an honest fan. But overall, do we really deserve it? You know, two-loss Ohio State team, maybe we shouldn't even be in the conversation. But we are. And that's in the reality of just what college football is. We are in the conversation. We're a quality football team. Great defense. And personally, if we beat Wisconsin, Auburn loses another game, I think we deserve to be in the playoff. That's just the way I see it shaping out. Now, if you want to say Bama's better than Georgia and put Bama in over Georgia, if they beat Auburn, then you do that. So things are gonna get a little wild down here, down a stretch. We'll see what the playoff ranking is when it actually comes out. I'm just pontificating on my thoughts of what it might actually be. This would be my guess though, so this is my early prediction for it.